2013 has been a year of opposites attracting. Take a look at the unexpected collaborations in pop music. The rapper LL Cool J and the country singer Brad Paisley. Daft Punk and Pharrell. Jay-Z and Coldplay. Then there's Alfonso Cuarón, the director of exquisite small movies like Children of Men and Y Tu Mamá También, made a blockbuster state-of-the-art sci-fi thriller, Gravity. While Joss Whedon, who's directed The Avengers and Thor, released a little black-and-white Shakespeare movie he filmed at his house. The wind seemed to blow every which way in 2013, so what is the cultural weather forecast for 2014? Joining me to chart that are Paul Rudnick and Mary Elizabeth Williams. Paul is a playwright, screenwriter, novelist, and New Yorker humorist, and Mary Elizabeth is a cultural critic for Salon. Paul, Mary Elizabeth, welcome back to Studio 360.
Hi.
Thank you.
So, 2013, we must say it, was the year of Miley Cyrus. She twerked and tweeted and she was everywhere. And they were constantly playing this song pretty much everywhere I went. So, 2014, do we get a break or is this just the beginning of Miley? Mary Elizabeth?
I don't need a break from Miley. I'm fine with Miley.
Yeah?
I'm team Miley, and I think her world domination is only just begun. But now, you know, over the past few days, we've had the re-emergence of Beyoncé, and I think it's going to get a lot more interesting in terms of pop music and women dominating it. So I'm excited.
But isn't Beyoncé just in a whole other category of we should take her seriously versus Miley Cyrus?
Well, you're saying we shouldn't take Miley seriously. And I think just because a young woman wants to twerk now and then does not mean she doesn't have something to say. I think she's an incredibly canny performer.
That's what we've been saying about all successful women since Madonna. They're canny. Paul, Miley Cyrus?
Well, I see. I love Miley because I think at heart she is still a Disney girl. Really, even when she rubs up against one of her dancers, it's sort of like Jasmine rubbing up against Mulan. You know, her idea of a revolutionary gesture is kind of a tiny tattoo and bangs.
You know, she continues to be very outspoken about things like LGBT rights and about women's issues. And, you know, I don't necessarily think she's at Beyoncé brilliance, but I do think she's here to stay. And I think she's going to keep growing as a performer.
I think Beyoncé has become the Meryl Streep of music. You know, it's so interesting how quickly she's become the older classical figure and that she's been so smart this week, but she really now feels kind of stately.
Yes.
You know, somewhere between
First
Meryl
lady-ish.
And Oprah.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just broke an iTunes record for sales. You know, she's through the roof. She's untouchable.
And she did not release this record in a hard version, no CD at all. So
right.
That which shows that she's thinking about the future. Are CDs over? CDs already, to me, look like antiques when I am sent them.
My kids have no idea what a CD is.
Really?
So pretty much, no.
But they use a rotary phone.
Oh, yeah, because that's cool.
I don't know if it's nostalgia, but in terms of great old things becoming more current, there is so much Shakespeare going on the stage. Too much? Well, for instance, this year we had Alan Cumming doing Macbeth.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Then we had Ethan Hawke doing Macbeth.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Then in the spring we have Kenneth Branagh doing
Orlando
Macbeth.
Bloom.
Orlando Bloom doing Romeo
Mark
and Juliet.
Mark Rylance. Do not forget Mark Rylance.
And Julie Taymor made her comeback doing this beautiful Midsummer Night's Dream. Why?
Because you don't have to pay the writer.
Says the playwright. He's got it.
Excuse me, no lawyers.
That's it, because it's just great storytelling. And the fact that you can still do something new and interesting and moving with Shakespeare, of course it's never going to go away.
No,
also, I think when you're involved with star casting and short runs at very high ticket prices, it's easier sometimes to engage a star if you say this is a proven commodity. You're going to get to play Romeo for 12 weeks, you know, on Broadway. So it's
not only you're a Broadway actor, but you are a Shakespearean
Yes,
actor.
It's star bait. Yeah.
But my favorite star bait is all about Hedwig and the Angry Inch,
oh, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Kenneth Branagh do Macbeth, but I am really, really looking forward to Neil Patrick Harris in a wig.
So Breaking Bad, of which I was, like everyone I know, a huge fan, there is no more Breaking Bad. What will those millions of people obsessively watch and discuss?
We have Game of Thrones coming up again, reigniting. We have another season of Orange is the New Black, which everybody is obsessing about. We have a brand new Doctor on Doctor Who that I'm just losing my mind over. We have a new Sherlock.
All those sound good, but I'm sorry. They're not Breaking Bad level.
Bad Men finale? You're not excited about that? Oh, you're so wrong. You're so wrong.
No doubt. 2013 was also the year of the bad girl in lots of ways, criminally bad girls, like in the movies Spring Breakers, The Bling Ring, Violet and Daisy. What is that about? And is it just a momentary phase and now there's going to be a good girl backlash?
I am really looking forward to seeing what I hope is a continuation of the trend of really strong female heroes, you know, like we saw with Gravity. My daughters are thrilled about Divergent, which is coming in the summer with Shailene Woodley. They're out of their minds for The Fault in Our Stars. Also Shailene Woodley, she's, I think, poised to be the next Jennifer Lawrence.
And then there's Jennifer Lawrence.
We have the
continuing
final,
to do a more amazing thing.
Right, who's just incredible and who's going to do the final chapter in the Hunger Games series, or the final two. You know, bad girls never go away entirely, but I'm really thrilled when I see how many strong, beautiful roles for women, and particularly young women, there are out there now.
Well, and also the most popular recording artist around right now is Taylor Swift.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights, you got me alone. You found me, you found me, you found me.
Who is a very wonderfully good girl.
Which is one of the reasons she generates so much hate, I guess, on the internet.
Oh, absolutely. Well, also, that degree of success at that young an age and with that degree of control is always going to inspire massive jealousy.
Paul, Mary Elizabeth, thank you very much for being here again today. Happy New Year, and we'll bring you back and check on how all of these musings and predictions worked out.
Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed.